So here in Masechta Chulin, we got up to Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Omen Aleph. And let's see if we can learn the Gemara a little bit further than what we got up to. And then perhaps we can take a look at the Sugya of... Which sugya do you want to do? Oh yeah, Blia to Kalim, which is in Siman Sadi Beis. So you should have in front of you page Reish Lamed and Reish Lamed Aleph, and we're going to Brits Hashem be fast forwarding to Siman Ayin Vav. So we'll get to that hopefully very shortly. Well, I'll just tell you what page it's on. Let's see, Siman, second Siman Ayin Vav. Here it is on page Reish Samach Aleph. Okay, so let's start here. Back in our Perikar Kala Basar. And we had a whole discussion here about Rav Safra when he came from Eretz Yisrael. When he came to Eretz Yisrael and he encountered Rabbi Zrika. And Rabbi Zrika tells him that he prepared, together with someone else, Yane Bray, he prepared a Kana shel behema, kanya bekofe. Now this kana shel behema was a whole flank of the animal that included the rea, the lungs, the lave, the heart, and the kovet, and the liver as well, and they were all cooked together. Vachalna, and it was eaten. So we want to prove from this that kaved is eino oser basar achar shemisbashel imo. Basar acher, in other words, any other meat that's in the pot does not become osur when he cooks the kaved together with these other pieces of meat. Are we talking about kaved shelo nimlach? That was Rabbeinu Tam back on Daf Kuf Amud Beis. If it was Kaved Shelo Nimlach, then in the case of Kanya Bekufe, it has to be a case of Nimlach. And first of all, certainly the Kaved would be Nimlach, together with the Lave and the Rea. All this is also below Malicha. So if the Rea and the lave was subject to malicha, then it's safe to assume that the kaved was also subject to malicha. So what does this have to do with the original suffix of the way Rabbeinu Tam learns it, of lo nimlach, of kaved shelo nimlach? So Tosis explains that even though they brought together into, they presented on the table all these evarim that were connected to the kana, but Digniku, they were very careful at the time Malicha to omit the Malicha of the Kovet. They did Malicha only on the Lev and the Rea. And the reason was they wanted to show the Talmidim what the Halacha was. Namely, that the Kovet does not require Malicha. It doesn't generate an Isa on the Basar, even if there was no Malicha. So that has to do with the unique status of the Dam and the Kaveh that we mentioned last time. So we're up to Maskif La Rav Ashi, and that you'll find five lines down, 6 lines down from the top. The Itema Rabbi Shmuel Mizru Kinya. V'dilma pi kana l'chutz chutz l'kdeira havi. Maybe they did this bishul in a very unusual way, not in the normal classic way, in a way to avoid the mixture of dam here into this entire tavshil. What did they do? They took the pi kana, which is the kana. They dragged it out of the kedera, so it's laying outside beyond the lip of the kedera. And what happens is that all the dam that comes out of the kaved through bishul now becomes spilled, what we call mishpach, through the kana of the kaved. And he says the following: Kol adam haniflat me'akovid al yidei bishul nishpach derech hakana, right through this pi kana, derech kana hakovid lekana rea, uvisham nishpach adam el michutz lekader. In a word, he sets it up in a kind of pipeline that the dam will be drawn outside the kedera. It never actually lands in the kedera. And therefore, there's no iser on the basa. Now the Gemara offers Inami another possible method in which he could have cooked this kana, the entire kana, without a problem, the dam leaving the kaved. And that's called Michlar Avi Cholot Leimeikar. The kaved was cholot. In other words, it was dipped into boiling hot water. And as a result of that chalita, the dam is not polate into the bishul. If not for the chalita, then it could very well be that the kaved would have generated an isur dam on the other basar. We cannot know one way or the other. Ki hadar av huna choltulei bechala. The Gemara gives other examples of the Amorayim who took the kaved and subjected it to this kind of a process, an unusual process, which would freeze the dam, so to speak, and not let the dam be polate. And then they could take the kaved and cook it in a tavshil. Now that's called choltilei bechala. Chala is chometz. And somehow, al pi physics, the impact of this vinegar is such that it clogs up the dam, it keeps the dam frozen, so to speak, inside the kaved. Rav Nachman choltilei beroschim, and Rav Nachman would take the kaved and he would simply dip it into boiling water, and that would freeze the process of pleitas adam. And now the Gemara continues to discuss chalita. The Gemara says, "V'savar Papa kamei de Rava lemeimar." Rav Papa, when he sat in front of Rava, he thought to say that chala asir, that chometz itself is prohibited because niflat l'socho mi'adam b'shas achalita. So that chala, which we said was chometz, is not reliable, and the chometz itself becomes asur. So Rava turns to Rav Papa and he says, "Well, what's the natural conclusion of what you say? If the chometz becomes asur, then the kaved itself should become asur. In other words, if there's a plata of some amount of dam from the kaved into the chometz, then the kaved should now be chozu bolea from that same dam after this chalita process has concluded. Because after it's nichlat, then it's already not torud. And therefore, if it's not torud, then it has the power to be bolea. And therefore, if you're going to tell me that the dam is niflat into the chometz, then the kaved should now come back and be bolea the dam at the moment of gemar chalita. Now we're going to talk a little about something called sholuk, where you cook it for a long period of time. Rav Bar Shaba Ikla Lebei Rav Nachman Aisule Kavda Shlika. They brought him a liver that was overcooked, Velo Acha, and he refused to eat it. He thought that Kavit Sholuk is Asa Bachila. So Rav Nachman responds, Bar Be Rav De Dilgabov Lo Achil Dilgav Lo Achil. In other words, the Talmud who is now a guest in the house is not eating from the Kavit. That's a big, big pellet. You know, you're a guest in someone's house and you're not eating the Kavit. Umano, and who is this Talmud? Rav Bar Shaba. So Rav Nachman turns to them and he says the following, Gamu l'shaba, which literally translates as Higmiu ve'al itu es ha-kovev libno shel shaba, against his will. There's no Iser here at all. So in other words, Rav Nachman is equating Shaluk with Bishul. So a Kavet Shaluk is Mutter. Fine. So now the Gemara is going to analyze the status of Kavet Shaluk in the light of a braisa that seems to be presenting Kavit Shaluk as a machlokas tanoim. So let's make a note of where we got to here on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. And now we want to talk about Kalim, as I said at the outset. So if we open up the Shulchan Aruch to Simon Tzadi Beis, flip it open to Sif Zion. Yesh mi shematir b'shas adchak, kigon b'erev Shabbos, afilu, and we could add the words, if nafla tipas chol shalo keneged arotev. You know, if the tipas chol falls keneged arotev on the outside, then it could be subject to bittul. But it fell shalo keneged arotev. Wafilu shalok kenegido eish al yidei shishim betavshil. So we're going to look into the biuri agro sifkot lamedal, try to get a hole, try to get an insight into what's going on here and how we could possibly matir the case of tipas cholov Shalok Kenegeda Rotev. So the Gaon identifies the Yesh Mishamatir as the Ravan, quoted by the Mardechai in Chulim. And the Ravan was asking the following question. Cholov Nosein Tam Berotev Hanivla Bekedera. Again, there's a blia of Rotev in the walls of the Kedera. And now you have a Tipas Cholov, which fell. So the Cholov now, when it falls, Shalok Negeda Rotev, now it's in the walls of the kli. Now, the walls of the kli have an absorption of rotev, of basar. That's the bliya in this kedera. Now, the chalav is going to give tam into the bliya inside the kedera. And life gets even more difficult. Because what would be the din, according to the Ravan, if the Cholov gives Tam and the Rotev, that's Nivla and the Kedera? It should certainly be a problem. It's going to asser up all the Rotev and the Kedera, Midin Min Bimina. What I mean to say is, when at stage one, the Cholov gives Tam into the Rotev, that's in the walls, that's been absorbed into the walls of the Kedera. So now you have a Nesinas Tam Cholov into the wall of the Kli that has a Blia, a maximum Blia of Rotev. So the Cholov is now ushering the Rotev. Now if that happens, then at stage two, when Ki Hodar Polit Oso Rotev V'Nofel Etoch HaKedera, that as you cook in this pot, the Blia, which now has both Basar and Cholov in it, is going to be polite into the contents of the Kedera. So the Rotev now in the Kedera should be Min Bimino with the Rotev that was Bolua in the walls of the Kli. So this is the Kash of the Ravan. How could it be that the Cholov gives Tam into the Rotev, which is Bolua in the Kedera, and then as the process of cooking continues, it's polet that Rotev b'nafil etoch haKedera. Now I'm not sure about the language here. He says, I think what he means is that at stage one, the Cholov gives Tam into the Rotev Nivla. At stage two, the Rotev Nivla is Poleth, and that Plata goes into the entire Kedera, and is Rotev in the Kedera, Rotev of Hether. And if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Min Bimino Lo Batel, it means Rotev in a Kedera is also B'mashu. So it means that the Cholov goes into the Rotev, and now the Rotev goes back into Rotev. And basically, what we have is Rotev mixed up in Rotev. One Rotev, which is the Bolua that's now Niflat, has absorbed the Tam of Cholov, and Rotev now going out into the Kedera should generate an Iser Mashahu on the Rotev in the Kedera because of Rabbi Yehuda Shita Min Bimino. So that's the Kasha of the Ravan. The Tirates, and the Ravan's answer is that we don't say Hanan on Bliya B'Kelu. We only say Hanan on Be'en. And he proves it from a Gemara Chulin Sadi Zayin. The Gemara says, Kedera Shebishal Ba'Basar Lo Yavashal Ba'Cholov Yim Bishal Ba'Nosein Tam. Now, if you can apply the principle of Hanan to Bliya B'Kelim, then we should say that the Cholov HaNivla B'Kedera, now that he cooks with this Fleshika, he cooks milk in the Fleshika pot, and now the Tam of the Cholov goes into the Kelim, is Nesar Mitam Basar Shabbat. Now, what you have here in this case is Cholov. Now, let's say he cooks now a second time of Cholov. So in the second Bishul, the Cholov itself that was Nivla, and now it's Niflat, is Nivela, and it's Min B'mina. since you've generated Isa B'mashu. What does it mean when the Gemara establishes that Kedesh Shem Bishol B'Basol Yivashol B'Cholov V'Yivishol B'No Sein Tam? What do you mean B'No Sein Tam? Why should it be B'No Sein Tam? It should be also B'mashu. If he cooks in this pot Cholov, and that's going to be Min B'Mino. Elavani, the law reading Chanan B'Bolua B'Kelin V'Mishum Hochi Cholav shel heter hanivla b'dofnei akdera v'cholav mizbashel b'kdera shapim mitztarfin levatel tama bosor shebidofnei akdera. In other words, now I can integrate the cholav of heter, which was nivla and dofnei akdera, into the cholav that's now being cooked in the kdera. And when we integrate with mitzarf the two, we end up with shishim to be mevatel the tam basar that's in the dofen akedera, and I'm able to use the cholav shel heter nivla only because it remains heter. It's only carrying a tam basar, but it's not a nevela. So we see clearly that the Ravan holds that we don't apply the principle of Chanan in the case of bolua, and he applies this even to basar b'cholav. So let's ask the following question. We're going to raise a logical objection to the Ravan. It would seem from the Ravan that the reason why we don't say Chanan in Bliya B'Kelim is because we only apply Chanan when something is bolua be'isur and it's machzik es ha'isur. It holds on to the isur and passes on that isur in a second cooking. But lechora, that logic would make sense in the case of shari surim. It would not make any sense in the case of basa b'cholav, because the nafkamina between basa b'cholav and shari surim with regard to chanan is that Chanan in Basa B'Cholav is not just a question of sheer bittul. Do you need shishim against the Cholav HaBalua or against the Basa itself? But rather, it's Nogea, it's no, in the Nafkimin, it's L'inin Chiyuv Malchus. If you eat the original Taromis that has both Basa B'Cholav, let's say you take a Chatzi Zayis of Basa and a Chatzi Zayis of Cholav, you're going to be Chayav for eating a Zayis of Basa B'Cholav. Now, with regard to this din, we don't need to say that the part of the Nesar is holding on to the Isur. I mean, you have Basar and you have Chol, they're both Heter and Heter. It's not that as a result of the cooking or the Nesinas Tam of Cholov into Basar, now the Basar is grabbing on to an Isur, it's holding on to the Tam of Cholov. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that both the Bas and the Cholav, when they join together, they form one new entity. And therefore, it's logical to say that when we apply the principle of Chanan in Bas and Cholav, it should apply even in a situation where it's not shaykh to say that one part of the Taromes is machzik the other part of the Taromes. That kind of logic or mechanics makes sense with regard to Shari Surim, but it doesn't seem to make any sense with regard to Basar B'Cholav. Because in Basar B'Cholav, I don't have to say that one part of this mixture is holding on to the other part. If they're two parts that are heter, and they become a new entity when they're cooked together. So we have to introduce perhaps the Shach. The Shach in Simon Sadi Beis Sifkaton Tesvav tells us that even the Raivin who holds that there's no Chanan in Lach Balach, he agrees that in Basar B'Cholav, in Shari Surim, there's no Chanan in Lach Balach, but in Basar B'Cholav, even the Raivin would agree that we apply the principle of Chanan to Lach Balach. So that even though in a Tarovus of Lach Balach everything is Misarif B'Shaveh, So you can't say that the chelik of the heter in, like we do in the case of Yovesh, the chelik of heter is b'machzik the chelik of isur. You can't apply that in the case of lach lach. Nevertheless, in basa b'chalav, all we need to say chanan is that they were cooked together. It doesn't matter if one is machzik the other, whether the cholov is machzik the tam basar, or the basar is machzik the tam cholov. All we need to say is that there's tam basar in the cholov and tam cholov in the basar, and then we have the entity of basar b'cholov. So since I don't need this mechanics of machzik es ha'isur, that the het is machzik ha'isur, therefore, even in the case of lach b'lach, the Ravid will agree, so says the Shach, that we apply the principle of Chanan. And based on the logic of the Shach in the Ravid, we have a kasha now in the Ravan. Why doesn't the Ravan apply Chanan to Basar B'cholov in the case of Bolua B'Kelim? Now, if you were talking about Shari Surim, Nicha. Because in the case of Shari Surim, you want to know whether or not you can apply Chanan, whether there's a head to the Smachzik Isur, and maybe you want to say in Kalim, we don't have such a thing in Bluya B'Kalim. But in Basar B'Cholov, which is not dependent upon the head to be Machzik the Isur, but rather if it's the combination of Basar and Cholov, why would the Ravan say that nevertheless, in Bliya B'Kalim, there's no Chanan? So in this Sefer called Shi'ure Harav, the Rav Salvechik is quoted as saying, as offering an explanation, a justification of the Ravan, that he holds that since, as long as the Tam Basar is in the Kli, it's Eino Roy L'Achila, that's why we cannot say Chatich Anas Neveil. Chatich Anas Neveil only applies to something that's a Nechal, that is Roy L'Achila. But when you have Tam that's absorbed in the walls of a Kli, you cannot call that Roy L'Achila. And if it's not Roy L'Achila, it doesn't become Neveil. But then we have a real problem, because the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Aleph at the very beginning says that Kederish and Bishul Ba'Basar Lo Yivashul Ba'Cholom V'yim Bishul Ba'Betoch Me'es Le'es B'No Sein Tam Harei Zeh Osu B'Shuv Osu Levashul Ba'Shuv Dom. So the Shulchan Aruch now says that if you cook meat in a pot, you're not allowed to use that pot for milchiks. And if you did so within Meis Le'es, then you need to know if there's the Sinas Tam, and then it becomes awesome. Once it becomes awesome, then you can't cook anything else in that pot. So the kosher, we have to understand, why is it also to be mevashal in this pot other macholim, other foodstuffs? He says there's no chanan in balua. If there's no chanan in balua, it doesn't become a chefetz and bas macholim inside the kli. So take a look for a moment in order to clarify this on page, just 1 second. Second, I lost it for a second, sorry. Sorry, the safer got closed here, I apologize. Just 1 second. Here it is, on page Reish Samach Gimel. Now, what we got up to here is the bottom of Reish Lamed Aleph. So we're really holding on in two different places here. We have to sort of sort this all out. And we said, the last thing that we said was the following.
we're having a problem here with Shulchan Aruch Sadi Gimel, and he cooked both meat and then milk in the same pot within Meis Liyos. In such a case, he's not allowed to cook anything else in that pot. So the question we're asking is, why can't he cook something else in the pot? What are you going to tell me? Chaticha Nasas Nevela, but we're talking about Bliya, something that's Bolua. And in Bolua, there's no Chaticha Nasas Nevela, according to the Ravan. So there's no Chefta Bas B'Cholav inside the Kli. And if that be the case, then what? You should be able to cook other macholim there. Why? Because if we're going to say there's no chatichanas nevela in bolua, so then it's not a hefta of basa macholim inside the kli. Let's go on to Reish Lamed Beis, and we'll see, maybe it'll become clearer. We're almost at the end of this section. He says, Nira, Tahini Taima Sha'osu Levashal Vashum Dovar Mishum Dikshal Yetsu Beis Ablios Meakader Lutokatav Shal Ozye Osir Midin Basubacholav. So you cook both milk and meat in this pot. Now, when you cook other foodstuffs, you're going to get into this foodstuff both the time of Basa from the Bliya and the time of Chol. The Dafka Mashi Bolua Bedofne Akhtera Eminasis Nevela. Even though it's true that which is inside, absorbed in the Khtera, that's not Nevela, but Mashi Bolua Bemacha, but now that you cooked again, whatever you cooked in this pot, is now the food in this pot has a Bliya of Basa and Chol. So it was Bolu in the Kedera, but now, as a result of the cooking, it was Yotzim in HaKedera, Nechnas L'machal. And then it becomes Nevela, because now it's Royal Achila. So we said that the key to understand the Ravan, who says that we don't say Chatich Nas Nevela even in Bas B'chol in the case of Bolu and Bekelim, is the fact that a tam bolua is not royal achila, and if it's not royal achila, it cannot become an avail. But then we asked, well, it seems from the fact that you can't cook in this pot that was used for both fleishiks and milchiks, you can't cook anything in it, that would seem to assume that chaticha nasas nevela even in the tam bolua. The answer is no, that it's not in the Tam Balua. The Tam Balua cannot be subject to Chaticha Nas Nevela because it's not Roy Lachila. But when that Tam Balua is Niflat in the subsequent cooking and it enters into the Machol, now it's Roy Lachila. And you have both Cholav and Bosa in the same Machol, which is Roy Lachila. The Rav is not happy with this because of the Vilna Gaon, who quotes the Truma Sadeshin from Siman Kuf Pei Gimel, and he says that the reason why we don't say Hanan in Bolua B'Kelim is because it's similar to the din of Hanan. I'm saying the din of Hanan is similar to the din of Tumah, and in Hilchas Tumah we have a principle called Tumah Blua Lo Metame. You can't transfer Tumah from a Tumah Blua to be metamiyatara balua. Is the same thing here applies in east of Ahet, that there's no blia which becomes the vela through another blia. There's no tzira from blias. So he cooked one time around basa, now he cooks the second time around cholav. There's no Seer of Blios here inside the walls of the Kli, and therefore we don't say Hanan and Bas B'cholav, because the din of Bas B'cholav applies only when there's a Tzir between the Bas and the Cholav. Here in the Kli there's no Tzir of Blios, so there's no Tzir between the Bas that was cooked first and the Cholav that was cooked secondly. And according to this logic of the Vilna Gaon and the name of the Truma Sadeshen, it's logical to assume that we don't apply Hanan even in the case of Blios, even after he cooks the final cooking, when the Blios go into the Machal. We still should not apply the principle of Hanan, because there was never a tziruf of the Basam Mechalav, because there's no tziruf of Blios. So again, we do have some, shall we say, viable, consistent way of understanding the Ravan. However, it's not the way to go. Because the way we're understanding the Ravan, there's no Hanan in something that's not Roy Lachila, and the Blia is not Roy Lachila. It's only later when you cook again and those Blias go out of the walls of the pot into the Machal, then it becomes Roy Lachila, and then we can apply Hanan. But not before that. The Gaon, on the other hand, seems to assume that even after you cook, there should be no Hanan, because there was never a tziruf of Basam Mechalav in the Blia. And that's based on a principle that works, that operates in Tumah Vitara, that Tumah doesn't go out from one Blia to another Blia. So there's no possibility of turning, of converting the Blia into Nevela through another Blia. There's no tziruf from Blios. So when we say that there's no Hanan in Basam Mechalav, according to the Ravan, what we're really saying is that there's no tziruf between the Basam and the Chalav, because they're both in a state of Blia. Therefore, even if you cook in that pot, Machol and Macherim, subsequently, there would be no generation of an Iser, because again, we're not going from Eino Royal Achilu to Royal Achilu. We're only asking, was there a tziruf between the Blia of the Chalav and the Blia of the Basam? Now, leaving this on the side for a moment, let's pick up the Taz in Siman Tzadi Beis of Katan Lamed, and he quotes the Maril. Kli Shoev Dino Ki Kli Sheni. So it's something called a Kli Shoev, and it has the status of a Kli Sheni. We'll try to understand this as we go along. Now, he says the following: Im Masha Oso Betoch Hakli Shemavashlim Bo Rochsvim Ubi Ochu Sham Malim Hamayim Resichus Shapim Mikri Gabhu Kli Rishon. So Maril has a unique definition of Kli Rishon and Kli Shein. In the case of a Kli Shoev, then Dino can Kli Sheni, it has the status of a Kli Sheni. And it's not Mavasha. Why? Because a Kli Shoev doesn't really allow the Iser to remain for a long period of time. It goes in and it goes out. Aval im Masha, Oso Betocha Kli, if you're cooking with hot water and you leave everything inside the Kli, so not like a Kli Shoev where you're taking it out. But here he's Mashu B'tocha Kli Shem V'Vashem Barovsku. U'biyotu Shom Malim Hamayim Resichus. So the water is now Yad Sol Letispo, it's burning hot. Yishapim Mikri Gam Hu Kli Rishon. So again, there's something called Shehiya inside a Kli Shem V'Vashlim Bo Roschen. And in such a case, as a result of the Shehiyah, and the Mayim is Mala Resichus, it's considered a Kli Rishon. So the Taz says he doesn't understand. Vada, he says, Ksha'odah B'tocha Kli Shem V'Vashlim Bo Dino Ke Kli Rishon. If it remains in the original Kli where the cooking took place, that's called a Kli Rishon. So the question is, how is it shayach to say that after he takes the kli out of the kedera, it becomes a kli sheni. So he dips this kli into the kli rishon that's on the eish, and now that kli is a kli sheni. Kevan shebal of shem kli rishon ba'oda b'tof kli rishon. It had the status of a kli rishon as long as it was dipped inside the hot water of the kli rishon. Ketzad nishtana dino. How do you change its din, and all of a sudden the kli rishon becomes automatically a kli sheni? And the answer has to be that a kli shoev has a din of a kli rishon even after you take it out of the kedera, which is against the Maril. The Maril says that a kli shoev has a din of a kli sheni. And a kli shoev, even though you took it out of the kli rishon, but since it was submerged in the kli rishon and by enroskim, it became a kli rishon. And once it became a kli rishon, it should maintain that status as a kli rishon. How does that status change? The answer should be that a kli shoev retains its status as a kli rishon even after you take it out of the kedera. And that's against the Maril. Now the Taz quotes the Trumas HaDeshen that Tochav Kaf Shel Cholav L'Tok Kedera Shel Basar. He's got a milk of a spoon and he inserts it into a fleshik of pot Shtei Pa'amim twice. So he puts it in, inserts it, takes it out and puts it in a second time. Ain't Sar Shishim Pa'amayim El Pa'amachas. He only needs Shishim against the Kaf one time around. Why? Because ein ha'polua b'kli nasin nevela. The Taz says that which is polua b'kli does not become nevela. Alright, we'll have to take a break now. He says here the ode on the top here of Reish Lamed Gimel, mishum dekol zman shakaf tachuv batavshil ein ha'bosor ha'nivlabo nesar. It means as long as the kaf is inserted inside the cooking, inside the pot, then even though it has a bli of basar, it doesn't become asur. Mipnei shehu mekushar im shar basar shebekedera. Somehow it gets connected with the other basar in the kedera. Le'achar shehotzias hakaf min hakedera. Kol ha'bolua shevetochel chashiv kamo kli sheni u'mimele lo nas enevele sh'abosa v'achol v'lo palti v'lo bali mehadodi. So this is the Trumas HaDeshen, and he says that in the case of tochav kaf shel cholav l'tok keder shel bosar, and he does it not once but he does it twice, then the balua and the kli does not become the veil. That's number one. But then he says, furthermore, as long as this kaf, which is of cholav, is tochav v'basar, but tochav v'tavshil, the basar that's absorbed inside the kaf is not nesar as a result of the cholav that's balua in the kaf. Because this basar is now kosher imshar basar v'shkedera. So you put this milchika spoon inside a kedera basar, and the basar is still connected with the basar in the kedera. Now what happens when he pulls out the kaf from the kedera? The balua that comes out of this kaf is already considered a klisheni. And therefore we don't say nevela, because the basa and the chalav were not polate and bolea simultaneously. So the Taz points out that from the language of the Trumas HaDeshen, it would seem, as we saw in the Maril earlier, that afilu, even if tochav kaf l'toch kli rishon, the kaf went into a kli rishon, mikomakom, nevertheless the achashotziu ein dino elka kli sheni. Again, this concept that you can transfer or transform, I should say, the status of a kli from that of a kli rishon to that of a kli sheni.
The Taz says that perhaps Shiny Hosov Shotziu Rekon Mina Kedera Mashenkin of Yeshbo Ma'at Rotev Otavshil Rotev, that whether or not the Kli Rishon retains its status as a Kli Rishon when it's removed from the Tavshil would depend upon whether there's still Tavshil Roseach in the Kli. If there is still Tavshil Roseach in the Kli, then it maintains the status of a Kli Rishon. But if you take it out and it's empty, then it's considered a Kli Sheni. Now, if you fast forward to Siman Tzadi Dalet, especially Sif Beis, you'll see that a lot of these dinim that we mentioned before are subject to a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber paskins like Rabbeinu Peretz that you need twice shishim against the kaf. The Ramah, on the other hand, says that we're mekil, our minigas to be mekil, like the Trumas Hadeshin, and all you need is shishim against one tchiva. You don't need a double shishim because of the second tchiva. And the question is, what is the logic of Rabbeinu Peretz that you need two times shishim against the kaf? It's one kaf. Why would you have to consider two times shishim? It could be that Rabbeinu Peretz holds that li'olam ha'cholav ha'balua b'kaf choshiv kibbe'en v'shaper nasis nevela. That cholav balua inside a kaf, in this case, is always considered be'en. O Dilma, the other possibility is say afu moda she'ena balua b'kli nasin vela. Rak desfir le demikolakom tzorech shtei pa'amim shishim. Why? Mipnei she'yesh b'lios shel basa v'shel chola b'tocha kaf. That in this kaf he has now absorbed both basa and chola. V'yesh lochu shek she'yitcho v'esha kaf l'tocha k'dera yetzu beza b'lios v'yehofchu l'cheftza shel basa b'chol. Okay, so this has to be really analyze carefully. We don't have time now, but Bli Neder, we'll try to pick it up tomorrow.